let's get it done. Phone lines already starting to load up. If you need some help, you can call us now at 633-KILO or toll-free 800-727-KILO. If you get in the next few minutes, I guarantee we'll field your problem here this hour. And emails, we take care of those all the time. We got a couple we'll get to here in a few. Again, most, it looks like involving employees at local businesses, wondering how the government loan programs worked in regards to employees. So let's jump over to a guy who's been pretty busy. It's Mr. Dave McDivitt. You can find out more about these guys at McDivittLaw.com, 800-800-8543. And then your personal website is what, StudFinder, you said, Dave?
.org.
StudFinder.org. Because it's more of just how to find studs. You know, more of an informational piece.
Yeah, and it's just, it all directs to photos of me.
That's all it is. How are you? You staying?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Good, man. Still weird. You know, still not, you know, obviously everyone's weird, but just like,
COVID.
I can't wrap my mind around this whole thing, man. I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast the other day, and he mentioned, I don't know how this movie's going to end. That's kind of where I'm at, too. It's like, oh, what's going to happen? Is it going to be a sequel? Is it going to be an M. Night Shyamalan end or what?
I think we all need to just write down on a piece of paper how we think it's going to end.
Oh, that'd be great.
We put it in a time capsule, and then the last man standing, the last person standing, gets to open it up and see who was right.
Oh, dude, you know what? I'm going to steal that idea. Don't sue me, but I'm going to steal that idea. That's genius.
It's in the public domain now.
Has your life turned from like car wrecks and personal injury stuff to these COVID questions all the time?
A lot of it has. A lot of the stuff that I do outside of my specific practice is almost all COVID-related questions. And you know, ancillary questions, can, you know, having to do with mask requirements, the businesses, can they enforce mask requirements? I mean, things like this that just pop up all the time. People have a lot of questions, and I've got a lot of really good friends who reach out and ask questions, and I try to, you know, give them my thoughts, my advice on it. And, it, you know, I always caution, it's my advice is only as good as what you pay for it, you know. And
hey, don't say that, because this advice is free and it's great.
No, this is for all of you listening right now. Ross is not paying me for this.
Oh man. So some of the stuff involves just people wondering, if they have to wear masks to places. And the answer is yeah, right. I mean, if you own a business, you can dictate who comes in and out of your place, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, and but I mean, there are carve outs for folks, and especially in particular folks for whom a mask is. Can't be worn for various medical reasons or disability-related reasons. They just cannot wear a mask. And so, you know, there are carve-outs for things like that. But, yeah, I mean, what the governor is trying to do is give businesses the discretion to say, hey, look, you know, we really want you to wear a mask when you come in these doors. So I'm hoping, I mean, you see the news today. I mean, it looks, you know, in El Paso County, things are hopefully improving, but we're obviously worried about a bounce, and I'm not the right guy to talk to about that, but at the same time, I as a dad and as a son, as a business owner, I mean, I just constantly worry about stuff like this.
Right, and you have to, and we're on the same boat, you know, we can't really do things, and no one wants to be that guy, you know, it's like, you know, Kilo's mini golf tournament turns tragic when 80 people, you know, contract the COVID-19 virus. No one wants to be that person.
I know.
And, yeah.
And that's why I haven't been coming to your pool parties, Ross. I don't want to... I want to walk away with something.
You know what?
Condition.
Honestly, you're not invited because I'm not going to have the guy who founded studfinder.org over at my house.
I didn't found it. They just used me as their spokesperson.
They just put them on the website. Oh, that's I understand. All right. So I'll tell you what. We're on. We got a couple of email questions. We got a couple on hold. We'll find out what their questions are, and we'll pick it up next and start distributing some help as David Dimmitt on Law Frog. Do it here on the Kilo Morning Show. As we get back to the Law Frog, Dave McDivitt, McDivittLaw.com, 800-800-8543. If you want to talk to them privately, you can also email us anytime. If you want to stay confidential, we can do that. If you want to call, we can keep your name confidential as well. And if you don't want to put it on the air, we can do that as well. We actually talked to a guy who was working a personal injury thing for like 6.5 years. Is that normal for a personal injury thing to go that long?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. These cases can go on. Usually at that point, it's in litigation.
Yeah.
The lawsuit's been filed, and court's been delayed, or there's been a trial, and there's been an appeal, and they have to set a retrial date. The court system is as much as we try to speed it up, and I say we, I mean collectively, the whole legal system, it can be a slow process at times. And, you know, I'll tell you what, right now, speaking of COVID, I mean, mean, we don't expect we'll see a civil jury trial this year in El Paso County. The remainder of 2020, they're just so backed up with criminal trials that need to take precedence. I mean, it's just.
Do you think we're going to be doing Zoom jury trials?
I don't know about Zoom jury trials. I mean, you never know. I mean, but there are hearings that are being done over Zoom.
Wow.
Or just like, so there's, but not in every context, but there are some types of legal matters that are being adjudicated.
Jurors will be in the independent pods. Can you see that in the future? 12 pods, 12 angry pods. That'll be the book.
Yeah, 12 angry pods. This is becoming like this dystopian nightmare.
Right? Everyone in Zorbs, those inflatable balls.
Like, well, it just makes me think of, I've been watching, kind of revisiting some movies I saw as a kid, but I mean the original Superman movie, with Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
And the planet Krypton and how they lived in the, I guess I don't know the future or not, but I mean it makes me think that's what we're going to end up doing. We'll just have these faces that kind of exist in the ether that look down and cast judgment.
Right. All in the Christos. All right. Well, let's help some folks out here. If you need anything, by the way, 633-KELO or toll free 800-727-KLO. We got room for you. We got another segment after this. We're going to take a couple of the email questions. Citizen Tim checked in. And it's kind of broken up the question-wise, but I think it runs like this. So business owners, they get this PPP loan, which is payroll protection.
Paycheck protection program.
Damn it. I'll get it next time. Payroll.
I got it. I'm all over
it. Protection program. So they get the loan. Let's say they pay a tiny single-digit percentage to the few employees and then keep the rest. A small business, let's say, gets $100,000. Is there any protection for the employees to get their fair share of that $100,000?
You know what? There really isn't within the, as I understand it, within the confines of the Paycheck Protection Program. It's designed for employers, in fact, to be eligible for it. I mean, it's based on what your payroll is, an average amount of payroll over a certain period of time. And so that's what you might qualify for as an employer. You get that money. The expectation is that you use that money for payroll for those employees. But, they're not putting a gun to employers' heads to make them do that, except that loan is not forgiven. I mean, they have to pay it right back fairly quickly with a decent interest rate. So, I mean, it's not as if these employers can just take the money and run. If they choose not to pay their employees, well, they're going to just have to pay a huge chunk, if not all, but right back to the government. And so not really get a whole benefit from the loan. And then also, keep in mind, I mean, as an employee, because I'm guessing Tim, I mean, I feel like Citizen Tim's an employee here. And maybe his employer's kind of screwing the employees. His employers are not required, their private employer is not required to just keep their employees. I mean, they can, for business reasons, they can let people go, cut wages. They have to do what they have to do to stay in business. Now, again, if they lose their employees, if they fire them and don't rehire employees back within a certain period of time, then, again, their loan's not eligible for forgiveness. So they're trying to incentivize employers. The whole point of this was to incentivize employers to keep employees and to help them, two-part, keep employees, but also help keep these businesses operational.
Right. And if they did walk that line and stay afloat and everything, some of these loans were going to be waived then, correct? Or they all have to be paid back. But if they do the right thing, they can get out of this thing and get that money paid off and everyone wins kind of, right?
Yeah, with the idea being that we get back to normal at some point and business improves for these enterprises and, they survive. But we're already seeing that it's a tough landscape out there. We're seeing businesses close all the time or the businesses that were temporarily shut announcing that they're not going to reopen.
That really is. It's just a bizarre time and no answers to what's next. That's the biggest question here. Do I hold on? Do I want to just hold on? Because there's no guarantee we're going to be fine in X amount of months or X amount of days. And that, unfortunately, I think this leads, I think we already know the answer to Kathleen's question. She says, we're a good business. They got a PPP loan. Does that mean that they cannot fire any employees because they are taking the government money? But as you said moments ago, they can do whatever
Kathleen,
they want, right?
If you're listening, they can still fire employees. It doesn't mean that they cannot. It's just that if they do and then don't hire people back. And by the way, I don't, as I understand it, they don't have to hire the same people back. They just need to have the same headcount or a comparable headcount. by a certain period of time in order to be eligible for the forgiveness.
Okay.
So let's say they have 10 employees. They get the money. They can fire, you know, two of them. And then before the window shuts, they hire two new people back. So they still have 10 employees. They may be eligible for forgiveness. And then those two original people have lost their jobs. So it's tough. But that's why on the flip side, the government's pushed a very robust unemployment package. And you're actually seeing a lot of this, too. Some employers are having a hard time finding employees to bring back to work because their employees are making more money in unemployment.
Yeah, right, especially when it comes to, hey, you want to come back part-time? It's like, no.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, both those answers were not what I wanted to hear, Dave.
This is tough.
It is. Oh, all right. We're going to have one more segment to go. We want someone with a great story, and we want to help. How about that? Let's say we're going to end it on a high note here in a minute. If you want some time, we got you at 633-KILO or toll-free. You can do it anywhere, 800-727-KILO. It's free time with Dave McDivitt, the founder, the face of StuffFinder.org and one of many fine folks at FinderMcDivittLaw.com. 800-800-8543 if you don't want to air it on the air. We understand totally.
By the way, I'm sure we're facing a lawsuit now from the real, I'm sure there's got to be a website called studfinder.org.
I tried it. Sure. We have a blocker here, a barracuda blocker. I can't get to it. So I assume it's real and I assume it's filthy.
I have no interest in finding out. We can Google those things.
Hey, at least if they sue us, I got a good lawyer.
Yeah.
More with David Dimmitt. Rock lines are open at 633-KILO. Light them up. 94.3 Keto clock is ticking. Only a few more minutes with the Law Frog, Dave McDivitt. If you got something you need, we got you at 633-KILO or toll-free, 800-727-KILO. Got at least one on the line in regards to employers forcing you to take their or get your temperature taken when you show up for work. I assume, especially since we talked about employee rights, which are minimal. Unfortunately, minimal. I don't know if you can walk through that. Well, we'll get to that answer in a minute. So, if you need one more chance to get some here this month with the Law Frog at 623-KILO, toll free 800-727-KILO. 9.3-KILO Raging Against the Machine. Those guys, their catalog has blown back up due to civil unrest. Everyone needs rage, right? Rage in your ears makes things gooder. So, it's Kilo's Morning Show. We are hanging on a Wednesday, third Wednesday of every month. Good quality time with this guy. His name's Dave McDivitt. He's dreamy. And he's here for free legal advice every third Wednesday of every month, as we'll wrap up with a couple of entertaining ones. One involving a guy with brother trouble. Do you have any brothers, by the way, Dave, or are you only child?
No, just a sister. I don't know if she's listening right now, so I need to be very careful here.
Watch it.
I'm going to be very careful.
You have a
careful.
Lovely sister who loves you dearly and you love very much, too.
Lisa, if you're listening, I love you. You're a wonderful human being and a great sister.
That's good. See?
All right, now let's go off the air and let's talk.
He's the man. See, that's why you know you got a good lawyer when you got Dave on your side. Let's see here. We go over to Alexander with a very interesting question. So I'm going to kind of put it out there. Alexander, correct me if I'm wrong, but basically your brother's collecting crap on your property so much. In fact, it has gotten you a written notice to get the stuff off or you get a fine, but it's not your stuff. So if you touch it, that's theft. You're in a catch-22. Is that right?
Correct.
What does he do, Dave?
Yeah, that's a tough one. So I'm assuming your brother was a tenant then of one of your buildings?
No, he's actually living in my house. That's where he's collecting the junk at.
Man, okay. So he's why don't you say, hey, brother, get your crap and get the hell out of here?
So what does he do, Alexander? Because the devil's in the details on things like this. Is he's living with you and he's accumulating trash inside your home, or he's leaving bags of trash out on the curb, or where? I mean, where's the trash accumulating?
Trash is just like junk, scrap, and just junk, just general, just stuff that the county considers rubbish or. I forget what they called it, but
okay. But and so he's leaving this rubbish out on the lawn or out just somewhere.
No, it's all in the backyard.
But it's just piling up.
Yeah, it's that he got rid of a lot of it. I think it probably went away, but I just was mainly curious of what I'm caught in the, like, catch 22, because if I go get rid of his stuff, then I can actually be liable for theft.
Yeah, well, I mean, is this stuff that he wants to keep?
Oh, he thinks everything's a treasure.
Okay. He's that guy. He's a hoarder, David. He's a hoarder.
Yeah, I think if you're worried that he's going to go after you for theft, because it is his property, technically. I know the county might consider it rubbish, but he considers it trash. It's accumulated in your property. I mean, you need to have a heart-to-heart with him about whether he's going to keep living with you any longer.
Right.
And I might take that angle of trying to get him out of your place, and that may take a little eviction work on your part. He could argue, but he's not paying you rent, probably, is he, or is he?
Is he paying any rent at all, Alexander?
No.
Okay. Well, and you may want to just relocating that to to a facility. Don't. He's got to pay for it, or if he wants to keep it. You know, you could look. There are a couple of different things you could do, but I know you need to protect yourself here. I would take more of a pragmatic approach on things like this and try to work this out with your brother and say, look, you got to make a decision here. You want to stay here, you got to get rid of this stuff because I'm going to be in trouble, and it's going to come down on me if I get fined for having this.
Right.
I'm going to get rid of it, and I'm telling you right now in writing that I'm getting rid of it in the next 10 days if you don't do something about it. And then if he doesn't do anything about it and get rid of it, and then you know, you haven't stolen any property. You've given him fair notice that you're getting rid of it. I don't think he's going to have a very strong claim against you. If he calls the police and say, hey, my brother stole my property.
I'm living in his house rent-free. I'm dumping all my crap in his front yard. He's stealing it.
And he gave me advance warning that he's going to throw it out because the county considers it trash. You know, I don't think the police are going to do anything about that.
Right. Huh. All right, one more to go. Jim, we go to you on line one. What's your question?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. My question basically is in regards to getting your temperature taken at work. They make them do it at work with one of those laser beams.
And what's the problem?
I'm scared the laser could do damage.
What do you mean, like health damage, stuff like that?
Yeah, no one knows what a laser across your forehead could do.
I don't know. Is safety a concern when it comes to that, Dave?
I couldn't hear any of that.
Oh.
I hear you, Ross, and then I hear an echo. It's like it's coming from outer space.
What's to know about whether or not they can legally use one of those laser thermometers on your forehead?
Thermometers. It's not really. I don't think it's using laser. It's using a heat sensor to detect the heat coming off of your head. Now, from what I understand, employers are able, they're allowed to do temperature checks of their employees coming in. And so I don't know, you know, there may be, it may be the kind of thing where you can work out some kind of arrangement with your employer where you walk up in front of them and then you do one of those under the tongue thermometers.
Well, that's gross.
Yeah, and then you show them what the display is. It's less gross than the alternative type of thermometer.
Well, that's what I want. Can I get a rectal?
That's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, don't want to do that.
Can you force someone to give you a rectal thermometer as opposed to a laser thermometer?
Yeah, I don't. That is something I've never encountered in the law.
Hmm.
And I think in an employer-employee relationship, they cannot probably force a rectal thermometer on you.
Although that'd be pretty fun. You know, that'd change up the old work dynamic.
Ross, I'm emailing your boss telling him that's what you want when you come into work.
You know, I'd show up early.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
When you want to set the schedule.
You're not even scheduled today.
Wow. All right, well, on that note, let's go ahead and wrap it up on a Wednesday.
I got to tell you, Ross. I ran into somebody who's a big fan.
And where's the punchline?
No, there's no punchline. I went into the Good Earth Garden Center, my very first venture outside the house in about, 3 months. And a woman who's working there, Robin, she introduced myself because I was asking her about plants. And she said, oh, my gosh, she said, are you the law frog?
And a woman who's working there, Robin.
Yes, I am the law frog. And she said, I figure she's excited to meet me. She said, oh, my gosh, you know Ross Ford then. I said, I know Ross.
I know that guy.
You, Ross. How wonderful you are.
Look here. You're world famous. Dude, I see you on buses all the time. I was like, I know that guy on the bus.
Yeah, Robin likes Ross. Robin was fantastic. Robin, if you're listening, you were fantastic.
He's good people. And that place was nice because everyone was wearing masks. It felt nice and safe.
Oh, my gosh. They follow social distancing.
I appreciate those guys.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, too, Dave. We'll do it again here next month. If you have any questions for Dave, you can email us. There's a page set up at keto943.com. Where's my cheat sheet? It's mcdivittlaw.com. You can also call to get free legal advice at 800-800-8543. And good luck with your pandemic questions, Dave.
In my garden.
Good luck in the garden, too, buddy.
Thanks, Ross.
All right. Talk to you next month. That's the man behind the madness. Law Frog, Dave McDivitt, thanks for your time. Stick around, 8:45 now. We got the headlines one more time next to Keto.